providentially saved from financial loss. With the decision at the Battle Creek Conference in late September, 1860, to organize the publishing work in a legal way, proper counsel was sought. The decision was made to form a company in which church members would invest, purchasing stock at $10 per share. Even before the corporation was formed, some funds began to come in. Battle Creek as yet had no bank, and the monies were deposited with two brokers in the town in the anticipation of building a new publishing house in the spring. The sums involved were substantial. In November, the night after James White had the presentiment of his sick child, he had an impressive dream. He wrote about it. "That night we dreamed that the brokers with whom we had deposited the money from the office were selling shop-worn shoes in an inferior store. And as we saw them, we exclaimed, 'They have come down.' These words awoke us, and for a moment we felt a little concern for the Lord's money which was in their hands. But soon both the dream and the presentiment passed from our mind." On returning home in response to the telegram of the child's sickness, James White found the babe in Ellen's arms just as he seemed to see it in the presentiment that had passed from his mind. 4 weeks later, the funeral of the child was held in the morning. White wrote about the sequel. "In the afternoon we went to the review office, and as we stepped over the threshold, the presentiment and the dream flashed before our mind. We immediately called those with whom we were associated in the publishing work, and related them the dream and the presentiment, and stated that God had shown us in a figure that the money in the hands of the brokers was not safe, and that we should immediately draw it, which we did, to purchase stone, brick, and lumber for the new building. By the 1st of July all the funds had been invested in building materials. A day or two later the two brokers went bankrupt and the citizens of Battle Creek lost $50,000. White picks up the story. "Many at Battle Creek knew that we had deposited with these men, and they supposed that we had lost as other had. The question was frequently asked us, 'How much did you lose by these men?' We had the pleasure of responding, 'Not $1. "Well, you were lucky," was the frequent remark. The providence of God had cared for this investment that had been solemnly dedicated to the cause. And as we often related the foregoing facts, we felt justified in making the statement that God sent His angel to warn us in season to secure the means which had been devoted to His work. The materials thus secured were held until a favorable time to build, and were used in constructing a two-story publishing house of brick. The legal organization of the Publishing Association had to await the provisions that were made the next spring by the Michigan legislature.